Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, devotes a very large section to discussing the Musaf offerings, the special offerings that are brought on the holidays in the Temple. The word Musaf means additional, and what it means is because every day in the Temple there is brought a carbon tamid, the daily offering. The word tamid means constant or continual offering. It was brought every day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And in addition to this daily offering, holidays featured additional offerings. All holidays and Shabbos featured these Musaf offerings, although every holiday had its own unique offerings. So on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, all of them featured a Musaf offering, a Korban Musaf, an additional offering. Simply put, simply understood, the idea of the Korban Musaf of an additional offering is because it's just that. It's an additional offering. And one could just simply say, well, it's a special day, so we bring extra offerings because it's a special day. So just like on holidays, perhaps we eat extra food, not perhaps, when it's supposed to have special foods and special meals. So in the temple as well, we recognize the specialness and the uniqueness of the day with these special additional offerings. I'd like to discuss for a moment a deeper understanding of this idea of the Musaf offering. Rabbi Yitzchok Huttner, the great Rosh Yeshiva Dean of Yeshivas Rabbi Chaim Berlin in Flatbush, a yeshiva that I attended for many years in my youth, although he was no longer alive when I attended it, he points out that a day that is special, a holy day, which is where the word holiday comes from, be it Shabbos, be it a Yom Tov, a holiday, be it Rosh Chodesh, is unique in that there is additional spiritual content in that day. There is more spiritual potential for us to tap into and to utilize and to connect to on that day. And that is what makes the day more spiritually potent. And I believe that that is why perhaps we could call it a Musaf offering, an additional offering. It's not just extra stuff, extra sacrifices to bring, but rather it's the recognition that today there is extra spiritual potential, extra spiritual power invested in this day. And so we bring this extra sacrifice to connect to that extra spiritual potential. And that is why it's called a Musaf offering, an additional offering. It's an offering that is clicking in to the additional potential spiritual power that this day is invested with. Rabbi Huttner points out that in our prayers, we have additional prayers as well. First of all, we have the special Musaf prayers that are in lieu of the Musaf offerings. But even in the regular prayers, for example, the Shachris prayers, the Birchus Kriyishma, the blessings that we make prior to reciting Kriyishma, on Shabbos we find that there are special prayers recited on Shabbos that are not recited all week. And he says that the reason we have this is because there is additional spiritual content on the day of Shabbos that we don't have all week, and that manifests itself through us reciting additional praises of Hashem. It's interesting to note that on holidays we don't have these additions in the Shachris blessings of the Kriyishma, although there were some customs that did have these additions, but the vast majority of the Jewish nation today, most customs do not include these extra prayers on the holidays. But the point that I'd like to bring out over here from this whole discussion is that a Shabbos day and a Yom Tov day are not just days of commemoration of events that took place a long time ago. And they're not just days when we can eat more and party more and drink more and sleep more and so on, and then kind of with a groan go to the synagogue and have to spend more time in shul, in the synagogue and prayer. On the contrary, this day is special because it has additional spiritual content. The manifestation of that spiritual content was shown through the sacrifices. And our prayers, which are in lieu of the sacrifices, are meant also to connect to the spiritual content of that day. When we eat extra food, when we drink more, even when we sleep more on these special days, it's not just because we should have a good time on these days, but it's also the recognition that this day has greater spiritual content and we can use our physical enjoyment as a means of connecting and appreciating and having a better relationship with God on a day when God is closer to us, when He gives us the opportunity to grow spiritually more than on other days of the week. I hope you enjoy this message and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.